السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International on this Mubarak day of the Jum'ah, the 17th of January, corresponding with the 17th of Rajab, 1446. يا ربي لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي خلق الإنسان وعلمه البيان والصلاة والسلام على من بعث بفضل الخطاب وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته، اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful day of يوم الجمعه. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and the family with afiyat and good health. Allah Ta'ala grant us the nur, the barakah of this beautiful day of the jumu'ah. Allah grant all of us husne khatima. And Allahumma barik lana fi rajaba wa sha'ban wa balighna ramadan. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum mauna salim kareem. Allah Jalla wala accept all your du'as and supplications. Bless you and Appa and the family. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Dawood Monli. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the honorable blessed day of Jumu'ah, Friday, the 17th of Rajab, 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on the 13th and 14th verse of Surah Ash-Shura, today's lesson. Surah Ash-Shura is chapter number 42 of the Noble Quran. So chapter 42, verse number 13. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla informs us, شَرَعَ لَكُم مِّنَ الدِّينَ. Almighty Allah has established and sanctioned for your benefit, مِنَ الدِّينَ, the religion, religion of Islam, مَا وَصَّى بِهِ نُوحًا, which Almighty Allah commanded him, Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, Noah, also about Islam. So the same religion, the usul, the principles are the same. Believing in the oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah, believing in the prophets and messengers, believing in the life after death and so forth. So all that are the same with every prophet and messenger. لِكُلِّنْ جَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ شِرْعَةً وَمِنْهَاجًا. Yes, the sharia, the halal, haram, lawful, unlawful, that kept on evolving and changing from time to time and place to place till Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given the final sharia and the final divine code for humanity and posterity. ما وصى به نوحا والذي أوحينا إليك. And that is what wahi revelation we send to you as well, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But your sharia was the last one and the comprehensive one for all times and all places. And it is the sharia every Muslim person has to follow. وَمَا وَصَّيْنَا بِهِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى وَعِيسَى. And this is the same sharia and the same law that the principles are. We commanded the same deen of Islam to who? To Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, Abraham. وَمُوسَى and Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salam. وَعِيسَى and Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. These five prophets, if you see here, you will find that Noah's name is mentioned, Nuh alayhi salam, Nabi Ibrahim, Abraham's name, wa Musa, Moses' name, and wa Isa, Jesus, peace be upon all of them, alayhi salatu salam. And obviously, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned, awhayna ilayk. So it shows that these are the ulul azmi min al-rusul, the greatest of prophets and messengers, 124,000 prophets and messengers, selected by Almighty Allah, not elected by people. From them, the greatest are these five. And from the five, the greatest and the best for all times, all places, and most precious to Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, and most beloved, was Habibuna Mustafa, Rahmatul Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Almighty Allah makes mention of this. فَصْبِرْ كَمَا صَبَرَ أُولُو الْأَزْمِ مِنَ الرُّسُلِ. So remember that Almighty Allah calls them أُولُو الْأَزْمِ مِنَ الرُّسُلِ, that these are the prophets and messengers with the greatest resolve. And Almighty Allah tested them and put them through so many trials. Go read Surah 46, Suratul Ahqaf, the winding tracks. And the last verse there, verse 35, you will find كَمَا صَبَرَ Ulul Azmi min al-Rusul, refer to these prophets here, the five of them. So we should understand the terminology of the noble Quran as well. So what must you do? So you prophets and messengers, you will be the role model and the example for humanity, and you, Ya Rasulullah, for the entire humankind and jinnat, till the day of Qiyamah, till the day of reckoning, the day of justice. An aqimu deena, you must establish this deen and teach the people the basics and the principles. Wala tatafarraqu fi, and do not cause fragmentation. Fragmentation, disunity regarding the principles, the usul. You see, nowadays we say five pillars of Islam, so that everybody agrees on. So the basics on that, there will be no difference of opinion. Yes, on secondary issues, subsidiary issues, they will be difference of opinion. So we must not confuse that this refers to the principal issues, the core issues. Kabura ala al-mushrikeen ma tad'uhum ilay, that it's very difficult for these mushrikeen, idol worshippers, to what you are calling them towards, that you, the Muslims, are calling them, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the prophets, messengers are calling them, that they rather prefer to worship their idols and their deities and semi-gods and demigods. And therefore, Quran Kareem calls that in chapter 31, verse 13, Inna shirka la zulmun azim, that the shirk, ascribing, associating somebody, something to Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, is the worst form of oppression. Remember, Allah gave you everything, and then you go and worship your idols, you go and worship, and you say, God Almighty has a son and daughter. So this is the highest form of blasphemy and polytheism. Allahu yajtabi ilayhi man yasha'u. Almighty Allah selects for himself whomsoever he wishes. For himself, meaning that he elevates their rank and status. Chapter number 94 and verse number 4. وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكْ. Ya Rasulullah Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, your name nami, your ismi grami, your honorable name, we have elevated it so much. إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ ذُكِرْتَ مَعِي. When my name name is taken, then after that your name and Nami is mentioned. La ilaha illallah, then Muhammadur Rasulullah. Adhan, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. Similarly, the iqamat and so forth and so on. So Allah selects whomsoever He wishes for Himself, wa yahdi. So today we see thousands of people in different cities, countries, continents embracing Islam. Who will Almighty Allah give this nur, radiance, effulgence and wealth of iman? Wa yahdi ilayhi. And Almighty Allah will guide towards this deen and religion of Islam. May yunib. People who are turning, they have that quest for the truth. They're seeking and searching the truth. They're groping in the darkness and they are looking for that radiance and effulgence. Chapter 14, verse 1. Chapter 14, verse 1, Surah Ibrahim. You, Ya Rasulullah, Mustafa, Habibuna, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what is your function? From your multi functions, this is one of your functions. You must take the people out from the darknesses in which they are groping in to the nur and radiance of Islam. So that is who Allah will give hidayah to. But people today, 8 billion we are on this earth, 1 billion Muslims, 7 billion plus non-Muslim. Why? وَمَا تَفَرَّقُوا. But they, human being, their nature is such, they'll keep on differing. Why they will differ? إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَهُمُ الْإِلْمِ. That after the true knowledge have come to them, they saw what happened in California, in Los Angeles, in Pasadena, Malibu, and Hollywood. But why will they not accept and embrace the truth? بَغْيَمْ بَيْنَهُمْ. Because of their extreme jealousy, hatred, malice and rancor against Islam, against the Prophet of Islam, against the Muslims. They are the biggest terrorist state, terrorism, sponsors of it, America, Israel and so forth. But they will then apportion the blame to the Muslims. The whole world today can see who the real terrorists are and so forth. Just now you will listen to the news, views and interviews from their own sources, you will see what is really happening. وَلَوْلَا كَلِمَةٌ سَبَقَتْ مِنْ رَبِّكَ. Had it not been for the word that has already gone forth, that Almighty Allah said, give them respite, give them respite, give them another chance to repent. So مِنْ رَبِّكَ, from your sustainer, nourisher, إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى, to a fixed time, لَقُدْيَ بَيْنَهُمْ, the matter should have been decided already, they should have been punished, and the chastisement should have fallen on them already. But Allah is Arhamur Rahimeen, the most merciful one to show mercy. So He gives us so many opportunities and chances that we don't have any excuse to say, oh Allah, that I was not given sufficient opportunities, occasions to repent and embrace Islam. وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ أُورِثُوا الْكِتَابِ. And verily those people who inherited the books, the divine scriptures, so they inherited from their fathers, grandmothers, and whoever else, the Torah, the Zabur, the Injil, all these books, مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ لَفِي شَكِّمْ مِنْهُ مُرِيب. They are in so much doubt. The starting point is called shak, doubt. Minhu, regarding the deen of Islam, murib, and absolute doubt they are in now, completely skeptical. So murib will be raib, the ending portion, and shak will be the starting portion. Therefore, in the beginning of chapter 2, Almighty Allah says, this final constitution for humanity and posterity, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. This book, yeah, the Quran Sharif, there's absolutely no doubt in it, no iota of doubt in it. So everything is 100% the truth. But when I open the tap and you put the glass or the cup upside down, and then after 5 minutes, 15 minutes, you tell me nothing happening, but I'll tell you, but the glass is upside down. So that is what the non-Muslims do. وَقَالُوا قُلُوبُنَا غُلْفُ. The Jutlas, Jutlis, Haramis, cursed nation, the Jews, they say our heart has a curtain, a veil, and a covering. Almighty Allah says no. بَلَّعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِكُفْرِهِمْ. Nay, Allah has cursed them, the Jews, because of their blasphemy. فَقَلِيلًا مَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Hence, very, very few, and extremely few of them will embrace Iman and Islam. As we can see today, and Almighty Allah has enshrined us, mentioned this in the Noble Quran, chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verses 87, 88. They are the murderers and of the prophets and messengers, and they are the murderers, and they have martyred the babies and children there in Palestine and in Gaza. In the past 15 months, 300,000 people killed by these murderers and thugs and super terrorists. Remember that. Chapter 2, verse number 87, and verse 88. They are the only people, Almighty Allah calls them swines and pigs in the Noble Quran. So Almighty Allah states in chapter 5, and verse number 60, وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ. Almighty Allah made some of them into monkeys, and other swines and pigs and so forth. So this is clearly enshrined in the Noble Quran. We don't have to curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician or any government for that matter. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala instill within us the true love for the Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah and our fiqhul Islami and Islam. Not sometimes only Ramadan 15 Shaban. Nay, every day, every night, we must be devoted, dedicated to our deen and religion of Islam. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 17th of Rajab, 1446. Gaza genocide today, Yom Al Jumu'ah, Friday, day number 469. And Russia today is day number 1058. 8 Jutlas were killed, remember, in the past 24-36 hours. Alhamdulillah, we're very happy about it. We know they always underplay it and they won't give you the true figures and so forth. That is the job of the Jutla, remember. From those days already, layyam bi al-sinatihim, they will speak with a forked tongue, remember that. Yesterday, the Haaretz newspaper has a caption and has one of its lead articles, Bibi Netanyahu, Setanyahu, war criminal. So they didn't write war criminal, we saying that. Caught up in his web of lies. He lies so much, now he doesn't know which way to turn and so forth. Hence, today they will present that meeting of theirs regarding the vote on the hostages and so forth. America wants it to happen, and Sunday the start of the hostages and all that release. So, inshallah, we hope it will happen. But once that happens, then you must remember that Smotrich and Ben-Gvir, both Haramis, Minister of Finance and Minister of Security, said they will resign and their party members will resign. We say, very good. You are not even human beings. You are Haramis. You are subhuman. In the words of Gideon Levy, you Haramis, biggest terrorists, murderers, that's what you are. Fewer Israelis want to participate in the fight in Gaza. They sing stars daytime. And remember the diaper force. So they're catching a good hiding there as well. So the Trump is not the savior for the far right wing, the terrorists. They thought Trump will do everything for them. Trump is turning it the other way and say, better accept this otherwise. So, and they wrote there in the Haaretz, Israel must swallow its pride now and go for the deal immediately. Listen to this one. I found this exciting last night. Every Muslim, every non-Muslim, every esteemed listener of Radio Al-Ansar International and of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, try and Google it and listen to what he had to say. The guy's name is Max, M-A-X, Blumenthal, B-L-U-M-E-N-T-H-A-L. He's a Jew, right? But see what he did. He tore into Blinken yesterday, day for yesterday, and he tore him to shreds. He said, "You Blinken, you are the secretary of genocide. You know the deal was done already in May last year, 8 months ago. Why did you allow so many arms, ammunition, and murder to continue? My friends were killed there in Gaza, and you allowed it." And he tore him to pieces, remember? He said, "You were pushing the Jewish agenda. You have made Israel a fascist state and not a true Jewish state," and so forth. "Judaism does not have anything to do with what you have done and what the Israeli government demand has done," and so forth. Go listen to it. A wonderful, wonderful. And he is one of the leading journalists in that part of the world. Max Blumenthal, very well said. We will remember that lifelong. Joe, genocide, Biden, and Blinken, the Harami, all these bees, that they are real bees. Bush, Blair, Blinken, Biden, all of them, they are pakka bees, Haramis, remember that. And we will never forgive America. We will never ever forget what Israel did to our babies and our children, yeah, in Gaza and in the Dhofatul Gharbiya, the West Bank. We will never ever forget what Britain and America did in Abu Ghraib prison there, Bush and Blair in Iraq, what they did in Bagram, there in Kabul in Afghanistan, what they are doing there in Gitmo, and what they are doing to our sister Dr. Afia. You must always throw this in their face so that the world must know who the real terrorists are and who the haramis are. So Biden guilty of double standards, the Human Rights Council, they also said so, and so forth. PIA, they also made their own goal. So now PIA, Pakistan International Airlines, is going to fly to Paris. So the advert they ran with is the plane is flying towards the Eiffel Tower. So obviously now when people look at that, you will think of 9/11. So they're asking which idiot's idea was that now. So the Prime Minister got involved now, Shabazz Sharif, and there's going to be an inquiry regarding that and so forth. Russia would love, you see, Putin, I like Putin, so when he attacks the Americans and the Americans' interests, so deadly strike straight into Ukraine, in Kherson and different places where the energy plants are, so Putin is putting his ballistic missiles and their other cruise missiles and so forth, and they're hitting the Americans. Americans lost in Ukraine, lost in Taiwan, lost in Gaza, and Israeli yesterday also, they had to admit that this was the first war that they lost so badly, remember that. So that is defeat for Israel and Jews and Jutlas and Zionists, and victory for Hamas and our Muslims and our Mujahideen. What a shame and disgrace on these haramis. 60, 70 countries helping you. You could not defeat 10,000 Mujahideen. You know why? We have Yahya Sinwar, our leader, Rahimahullah. The Jutla say, they will not give the body of Yahya Sinwar to the Palestinians. Never mind, we have Sinwar Junior. Sinwar Junior is called the Shadow. Quick, he does things, and is so effective, and so forth. So Allah, Jalla Wala, is making him see the, make the Jews see stars daytime. Well done to Sinwar Senior and Junior. Allah use them. Hunter Biden, you remember him? Hunting for prostitutes, hunting for your drugs, guilty, charged, he's a felon, he's a criminal. But his father, Joe Genocide, forgave him, pardons him. Both are criminals as far as I'm concerned. So Allah punished him. So his house burned there in L.A. and in California. And plus minus 200 artworks with millions of dollars all burned to ashes. Alhamdulillah. الله اللهم حرق بيوتهم اللهم دمر ديارهم اللهم سلط عليهم كلبا من كلابك يا رب العالمين. They blame the Pakistanis there in Britain. They say they're grooming the girls and so forth. Washington Post, the cartoonist. Listen to this, you Muslims. These kind of things you must rub in the face of the whiteys and the Americanos and the Yankees and haramis. Washington Post, the cartoonist, arrested over child pornography. That is what they do, day and night. They busy with incest. They busy with haram activities, lesbian, homosexuality, child pornography, fornication, adultery. Just park anywhere you want to. So that is the Western decadent satanic culture. Remember that. Let us give you news from our beloved country. Cry, my beloved country. Every forum, I must give them due, you know. These Afrikaners are genius. One mistake they made, which will taint them forever, is apartheid. Remember that. From 1948, when the Nationalist Party came, they had this mentality, white is right and we are all non-whites, the African, the colored, the Indian. So that will stay with them, a stain on them forever. Crime against humanity. But certain things they did, you must give them due, whether you like it or not. Even under apartheid, they had UNISA, the largest correspondent university in the world in the 80s. Remember that. I know I studied there in the 80s, and this was something they would take pride in, remember. So anyway, every forum is giving Cyril Ramaphosa 10 days. You better resolve the Bela Bela Act, otherwise we take taking you to court. Well done. I support the AFRI Forum. Why must we be frightened of anybody and so forth? Now they told us Johannesburg is a world-class city. Anyway, for your information, Johannesburg is bankrupt. South Africa's richest city and supposed to have the best, you understand, natural resources and mines and that gold, bankrupt, finish, ANC. The University of Limpopo is on the verge of collapse. What did you do right? Explain that to me, ANC. According to me, whatever you touch has just turned into dust and sand. Corruption to the core. That's what is your legacy, remember. African National Congress will be remembered, ANC. African National Crooks, African National Corruption, African National Cronyism. That is your legacy, according to me. Checkers 6060 is eating spa alive. I like that heading. You know, Checkers got the 6060. You see their scooters running around, the blue ones, you see. I never use it. I don't like all these things. I go to the shop and buy. So anyway, so they eating spa alive. So that is the heading also. South Africa criticized globally for the treatment of the miners in Stilfontein. How they treated them, how they pulled them out, 80 or whatever, dead, more than 200. Now they send the cage down and then they send the cameras down and they say there's nobody there. Very bad, but the joke is on me and you. We have to pay for them. Today is last day. وَمَا ذَٰلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزِ. Nothing is difficult for Almighty Allah. Cry to Allah, O Muslim, O Muslimah. Read 2 rakat salat. Sign the petition for our sister, Dr. Afia Siddiqui. Ya Allah, put it in Biden's heart, the harami, that he must pardon her and so that she can go back to Pakistan and meet her sister and children and family members. She is not even aware that the mother has passed away. And remember that today between 10 and 10:30 is the nikah program with Mona Zahid Khan. So please send your nikah in the announcements now. Send it now to 084-786-3132. So the nikah announcements will take place between 10 and 10:30. Inshallah, brother Ahmed Abdi of Somaliland will pick me up around 11, 11:15. I'll be going to Roshni today, and in Masjid Uthman we will be there, inshallah. Allah Al-Aziz. But it won't be live on the radio, so they will have another lecture there. And remember that today is Sudais, so 11:30 from Makkah Mukarramah, Sheikh Abdul Bari Subaiti is there in Masjid Nabawi, and Mawlana Salim Karim is there in the Orient School, mashallah, for Jumu'ah. And the Muslim Woman, the magazine is out, mashallah, you can purchase that. Very good, very informative. So just 25 rand, a good investment. And inshallah, I'll be going that side there, Trikha, to visit my sister. So inshallah, tomorrow only, Adhan will go at 3:45, 4:15, because Salat day is early. It is 4:45, 4:45. So tomorrow, Adhan will go 3:45. And then Mawlana Salim Karim will take over, and I'll do the program from there, inshallah al-Aziz. So Junaid Mota knows, Mawlana Salim Karim knows, and you listeners has been informed. Gee, Mawlana, we have 25 minutes left, so let's fire up with the Q&A. Inshallah al-Aziz, barakallah.
Mufti Sahib, can we perform nikah after Fajr namaz?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Anytime is playtime, my brother. You want to perform nikah 12 o'clock at night? No problem. You say it's an emergency. These motas, they can't wait. And they want nikah now and now. So the groom is there. The bride, you must remember, she is there. Her representative is there. And there are two male witnesses. You want to get married 12 o'clock at night? The girl's father gave permission. All parties are Muslim. Or you want to perform nikah after Fajr? So no problem. All permissible. Always remember, a'alinun nikah, announce the nikah. No all this parking nikah and hotel nikah. Nobody even knows. The girl's family doesn't even know their daughter's sister is married, because you just met up in the parking. The boy and the girl are there. You got two witnesses. You paid them 50 rand, 100 rand each, and made and performed the nikah. Not valid all that. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sahih. Authentic hadith, la nikaha illa bi waliyin. In Tirmidhi, Abu Dawood, Ibn Majah, nikah is not valid without the consent of the guardian. The guardian, the father, does not have to be present. His consent is compulsory. So we need to draw a distinction between that as well. So after Fajr, after Asr, anytime Ramadan time is valid. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's ladli, his Sahib Zadi, his Piyari, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha was 15 years old and 5 months when her nikah took place to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anha after the battle, remember, of Badr in the second year of the Hijrah. Go open Musannaf Abdul Razak and you will see the whole incident about nikahu Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha.
I really need your advice about nikah in Ramadan. If we can make nikah, we are deciding to make nikah in the holy month of Ramadan. Shukran.
I just answered the question. MashaAllah. So how's that now? What do you call that? Telepathy. So you must remember that I'm going to tell you something and you say the same thing. So I answered the question. Very good. Get married in Ramadan and then nighttime you meet and then Walima give everybody dates. So quick, you understand? Little bit kharcha and few little bit expenses. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Mishkat Sharif, inna a'zaman nikahi baraka aysaruhu ma'una. The best nikah as far as baraka blessing go is where the minimum expenditure is incurred. So today people are spending millions and millions just to impress the Jones and the people. Man samma asamma Allah bi. How many examples I know? Daughter got married, son got married, and just to show off, and after 1-3 months, you find that the girl is back home. The iddat is longer than the nikah, because your intention is so tainted and polluted. Hadith in Musnad Ahmad, man samma'a samma'a Allahu bihi. When you want to show off and impress people, then Allah will disgrace you. And when Allah disgrace you, look at MBS and MBZ of Dubai, and of Saudi and these haramis. Chapter 22, verse number 18. وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ. Whosoever Almighty Allah humiliates and disgraces, then there is none to give them honor. Look at Biden and Trump and all these haramis put together. Somebody sent me a letter yesterday, email, and said, Monday is D-Day. So I look properly, what is the D-Day? He said, Monday is Donkey's Day. Trump is coming, you see. So people will make and go read the cartoon and see the cartoon there in the Haaretz or wherever it is. You must remember of Ben-Gvir, the baby cry is crying. He's going to lose his post. No more. We're going to kill the Palestinians and so forth. He's the super terrorist. The Israeli court also found him guilty of terrorism. So you should know what to say to the jutlas and to the enemies to shut their mouth forever.
Mufti Sahib, is it true that it is the Malikis who read Salah with their hands to the side, and did Imam Malik rahmatullahi read Salah like that?
Remember that when you study al-fiqhu al-madhaib al-arba'a, so the Hanafis, the Shafi'is, the Hanbalis all say you must make qabs, that you must fasten your hands in salat and so forth and so on. Okay? That's a different issue now. Where must you fasten? Tahta surra, beneath the navel, below the navel, or must you fasten in the sadr, there by the chest, and so forth. So that's a separate issue. But they agree, the Shafi'is, the Hanbalis, and the Hanafis. Imam Malik, rahimahullah, says you should make irsal. Irsal means you put your hand on the side. But when you study Mu'atta Imam Malik, written by Imam Malik rahimahullah, he does not mention any hadith regarding irsal. He mentions the hadith of qabs. So if you study Al-Mudawwanatul Kubra, one of the greatest works of the Malikis and so forth, you will find that Imam Malik's fatwa and verdict is this, that they say in first salat is better to make irsal, that you leave your hands on the side. But in sunnat and nafil and other salat is better you make qabs. So Imam Malik was not saying you must make irsal all the time. So should he make irsal? Yes, he made irsal occasionally, maybe for bayan-e-jawaz. Some ulama, bayan-e-jawaz mean to show it is permissible. Some ulama say he was tortured badly by the government and so forth, and at that time there were zalims and tenpot dictators, so therefore he could not fasten his hands and so forth. But anyway, the fatwa verdict is this, there is no hadith regarding sahih authentic hadith regarding irsal, putting the hands on the side, so therefore that verdict will be considered very, very weak. And qabs, that is fastening the hands, that is the rajih and the preferred verdict. Quickly, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Shaykhul Hadith Nawarallahu Marqadahu, he wrote a commentary on Mu'atta Imam Malik, Awjazul Masalik. Thus I saw with my own eyes. So alhamdulillah, whenever we used to go to Medina Munawwara, those days before Sheikh came to South Africa, 1981 Ramadan, in the 70s and 80s also, we performed Hajj in 80 with Allah's help. So you must remember, we definitely used to go meet Sheikh. You see, that is no ordinary person. He was one of the greatest muhaddisin alive at that time. So we used to see the Arab scholars come and kiss his hand. So the Maliki scholars said, Sheikh, this Shara commentary you wrote on Mu'atta Malik, if you didn't write that you're a Hanafi, we would think that you're one of the greatest Maliki scholars and so forth. So see what khidmat they made of Deen. You, the Maliki scholars and students, go and read Awjazul Masalik. When I used to teach there in Darul Uloom, I used to use it extensively, remember that, of Hazrat Sheikh Nawwarullah Marqadahu. And today some Arab governments, they have printed it, beautiful print, remember that. So you must read all these type of books to understand the greatness of these fuqaha and these jurors of Islam, a golden legacy they left behind. Rahimahullah, Allah grant them all Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la.
Mufti Sahib, if a woman is on her haiz, can she make salam in Medina Sharif from the courtyard?
when you are in Medina Munawwara or Makkah Mukarrama, you can't enter the Haram area. So now you are staying in Hilton. The Arabs, they say Hilton, you see. You're staying in Hilton just to make life easy for you to understand. So now when you enter from that side there, so that is now you're going towards the Qibla. Qibla in Medina is southern direction. You will see that big, big fences there. You will see some signs there. Mamnu' al-tadkhin, smoking is prohibited and so forth. So the Haram Sharif, Masjid Nabawi starts from there. So if you mean you want to enter there and from there you want to read Salat and Salam, not permissible. A lady in menses cannot enter any masjid in the world. Our mother Aisha Siddiqa was in a menses and therefore she could not perform Umrah during a Hajjatul Wida, and then she performed Ifrad Hajj, and after the Hajj on the night of the 14th of Zul Hijjah, the 10th year of the Hijrah, she performed the Umrah. So you sisters should take cognizance of the following. You can't enter the Haram Sharif. You can't enter Safa Marwa. You can't enter Makkah Mukarrama, the Haram. You can't enter Masjid. You can't enter Masjid al-Nabawi. From your hotel, outside your hotel, you're walking here and there. You read Salat and Salam upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Totally permissible. From here I read As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله. All permissible, no problem in that. So remember, you ladies, don't let the emotions get the better of you and you go right inside. You know, some ladies, they do crazy things. You must remember that. So you must remember there are hukuk and hudud. Hukuk, the rights of Almighty Allah, the obligations of Allah. Hukuk al-Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hukuk al-Masajid, the rights of the masjid and the mosque. And there are hudud, there are limits and parameters and boundaries which we have to follow, and that is the Sharia.
Mufti Sahab, I haven't been staying in my house for 4 months before moving in again. What's the best dua to read?
Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us sahih authentic hadith. Read Suratul Baqarah. Surah Baqarah, chapter 2, Atwalu Suratin fil Quran il Kareem, the longest chapter in the noble Quran. What are the virtues? Listen, Iqra' Surat al Baqarah, read Surah Baqarah. Fa inna akhdaha baraka, when you buy a heart it, you read it, looking inside, it will bring baraka, blessings to you, to the family, and to the house premises. Wa tarkaha hasra, you don't read it, then it will be hasra, regret. Not you just put the CD on, no, you must read it yourself. Wala yastati'uha al-batala, the evil forces cannot overpower it, the jinnat and the enemies and so forth. Read Surah Baqarah. You went 4 months Jamaat Tabligh and then you came back home, so there was nobody there, and now you went overseas, business, whatever. So mashallah, now read the entire Surah Baqarah. When I finish the Quran Sharif, we make dua, and then I must start again. I try and make sure in one sitting I finish the entire Surah Baqarah. So that is the best thing. With Allah's help, Allah's mercy, we half an hour, 35, 40 minutes, we read the whole Surah Baqarah. So you also should try and do that. Allah ta'ala makan or makin, dono ki hifazat farmayenge. Allah will protect the house and the residence and the people who are staying in that house, both will be protected. Bifadlillahi wa rahmatihi wa judihi wa karamihi, with his grace, mercy and benevolence. So that is what our belief is.
Mufti Sahab, what is the latest on the proposed casino at Signet Shopping Center in Indonesia?
Yes, Faham, because you must remember that the Jami Masjid is the nearest masjid there, so they are involved. There is a Hindu lady also, she's also involved. Some of our Muslims are also involved. You know the wheels of justice in South Africa, they grind very slowly. So yes, our Muslims and some non-Muslims who hate all these, remember, activities of gambling and casinos and what have you. So people chapel of justice we are taking it on. So may Almighty Allah protect us min kulli su wa makruh. But the constitution is such, it's always in favor of the criminals and so forth, you know that. So therefore I told you, see, the problem with South Africa is this: we want to mimic the West. When they had this constitution and it was prepared in 96 and what have you or whenever, so they then hailed it as the best constitution in the world. What good is that constitution? I say it's just like the halal logos, not worth the paper on which is written. That constitution led you to have one of the most murders and rapes and sexual assaults against women in the entire world because of this foolish constitution of yours. And you remove the death penalty and so forth and so on. So therefore, then they promote the vices and so forth. They don't promote the virtue. So therefore, we are in this mess we find ourselves.
Mufti Sahab, Asr Azan goes very early here in Makkah Sharif. Is it better for women to read Salah as soon as Azan goes, or is it better to wait a while and then read Asr?
Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked that ayyu salati afdal, which salat is the best? So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said awwalul waqt, that the first time you read it as soon as the time enters. So regarding asr and so forth, our fatwa is this, and you can quote it anywhere, whether you are in safar. See, today I'm no practice on this, so remember that insha'Allahul Aziz. So I will go to Roshni insha'Allah with my brother Ahmed Abdi Hafidahullah, and then we will go for lunch there by my connection Riyah Sharif, you see, inshallah. My Fui, my mother, my father's sister's grandson, you understood. So we have left lunch, we'll go graveyard and all that day in Roshni, and then we'll come back. And then after that, I have to sleep for 1 hour. And then as soon as time comes in, 4:15, so I'll make Jamaat here with my wife, and here for Asr Salat, and then I will go to Trichat and so forth. So in my house, you must remember that. So the halat, the conditions will be like that. So whether you are in Makkah, Medina, or Tokyo, or Haman's Kraal, so remember wherever you are, as soon as the time comes in and you read Asr Salat, so whether you Shafi, Maliki, Hanbali, Hanafi, all permissible. So why according to Hanafis is permissible? Because Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad, the greatest student Sahibain of Imam Abu Hanifa, say so. And from Dalil point of view and proof and evidence, the dear Dalil is much stronger also. So therefore we must not have so much ta'assub and that partisanship and so forth. Al-ghulu fil ashqas, that is the words that were said by Sheikh Salih bin Humaid in his khutbah a few weeks ago. He spoke of ta'assub, where we just follow blindly, you must remember like that, whether people are right or wrong, because my jat is doing this, my people are doing this, the Indians are doing like that, so I do it. South Africans are doing that, so I do it. The Mamans are doing that, so I do it. So that is called ta'assub. Remember, partisanship. So the fatwa we give is whether you're at home, whether you're traveling, you read Salat in what you call Shafi time, which is the wrong term. It is the verdict of all the scholars besides Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. Totally permissible. Read it in awwal time. You ladies, you know what will happen to you. I saw it when it times, that if you're not going to read that time, then you will start shopping, and you get so engrossed when it's last 5-10 minutes left for sunset, then the last 5-10 minutes you will see, chalo, we go and read our Asr Salat, and then quickly you will read Mustafa. I don't say all, but most of you, even in your house, you read wrong time. So tilka salatul munafiq, that is the munafiq salat, that they delay Asr Salat, Naqara Arba'a, like how the chicken and the fowl, it pecks the earth, you know. So every Fajr I go and feed the birds here. You must see how they walk after they have eaten, like they really conquered something. So that is the Salat of Munafiq. Reading the first time is best time for you ladies as well.
Mufti Sahab, I have a husband and 4 daughters and 2 sisters. If I pass away, how will my estate be distributed?
Let's get all the A's right, then we don't miss out anybody. You must just see, Maulana, please. So whenever a Muslim person passes away, first will be burial, funeral expenses. So whether it comes from the estate or the family wants to pay, that's up to you. Second one is all the debts of the deceased. Nafsul mu'mini mu'allakatun biduyuni hatta tubza'anu hadith in Musnad Ahmad. You will not enter Jannah and paradise until and unless your debts are paid. Your personal and your commercial and your business debts all must be settled with the creditors. Third is wasiya, what you have bequeathed verbally or in writing to non-heirs, and the maximum will be 1/3 the net estate. Fourth one, the shares of the heirs. So the way I understood the question, you must remember this. So there's a husband, so your husband will inherit 25%, then there are daughters, where whether it is 2, 3, 4, 5 or 10, same issue it will be. So they will get 2/3, okay? Once you have two or more daughters, it's 2/3. So a husband will be 25%. Daughters, 2/3. And then the residue, the remainder, will go to the sister or sisters who are there. Ij'alul akhawat ma'al banat asaba. So that is the law in Islam. So the sister of the deceased will take the remainder and residue. One more time, husband 25%, daughters 2/3, and then the remainder residue, whatever percentage, will go to the sister or sisters, and there's no brother, there's no nothing there. So that is how the estate will be winded up.
Mufti Sahab, is it okay if I have my name printed on my musalla in Arabic?
If you write your name, Fatima, Zainab, Aisha, Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman, Ali, so words like that, Abdullah, whatever, so Abdul Qadir. So if you want to make it a frame or something, so that's fine, and then you hang it up there in your lounge, dining room, whatever you. If you want to use it as a musalla, so that we against that, it's not permissible. Why? Are you showing respect to the names of Almighty Allah, to the name of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? No, you're desecrating the honorable names. Quran Kareem teaches us, Surah 22, verse 32, وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Whosoever shows reverence, respect to the landmarks and symbols of Almighty Allah jalla wala, so remember that's a sign that that person has got taqwa and piety. Imagine Abdullah, Amatullah, and you're putting on the floor. Number one, you're desecrating the sacred name of Almighty Allah. Two, it will distract you in salat. Your name is there and so forth. Chapter number 23, verse 2, the beginning of the 18 supara. And what Allah says there, right in the beginning, verse 2, أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. You must read your salat with devotion and concentration. Last question, Maulana.
Mufti Sahab, what should one read while doing sa'i?
Remember, when a person is performing tawaf, then read Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, Wala ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar. Read Salawat Durood Sharif. When you approach Rukni Yamani, Hadith in Ibn Majah, Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa wal-afiya fid dunya wal-akhirah. 70 angels say Ameen. And for tawaf, you must have hudu. And for sa'i between Safa Marwa is better, desirable, meritorious to have wudu, but not a condition. So if your wudu broke, you just carry on and read the fourth kalima, La ilaha illallahu wahdahu, la sharika lahu, lahul mulku, walahul hamdu, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. And yesterday a lady asked a question. She said that she performed umrah and now her husband was too tired and so forth. He slept away. So now must she wait till her husband wakes up, or what must she do? You cut your hair yourself. You made tawaf for the umrah. You read your 2 rakat salat. You made sa'i. So once everything is done, you cut your hair. There's no problem. All the sahaba were in ihram when they perform umrah, when they perform hajj. So how the first person came out of ihram? He cut his own hair or somebody else cut his hair. So all is permissible. There's no problem with these issues. Again, we remind you quickly, any one of you got nikah announcements, please send it now, 084-786-3132. Mawlana Zahid Khan will announce all the nikahs, inshallah, this morning between 10 and 10:30. And remember, 11:30 will be joining Makkah. Sudais is on today, and I will be there in Masjid Usman, day in Roshni. Adhan 12:20, and the Bayan will be 12:25. So make dua for us, and make dua for the Ummah and the Mujahideen and Ghazza al-Mubarakah. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.